Still Minute Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to Superbook Sports, live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios today on this Fireball Hot Take Friday. We are live at the Rusty Nail out here in Hermitage. Enjoy $3 two-lane beer drafts while taking in the opening round of the tournament. By the way, one of my teams, Marquette, won. So good for them. But you can watch the opening round of the tournament as we get to go. They got all the games on, all the TVs up in here. Great spot. You know, right off the interstate, out by the airport. Going to be one of my new boat spots out here before Percy Priest Lake. The Rusty Nail is located in Hermitage and provides a great local atmosphere with a large outdoor patio and volleyball courts, plus great drinks and great food, especially the wings. Call now to reserve your private events and corporate parties. So I woke up this morning thinking that we were going to talk a lot about basketball today. I mean, I thought the number one story was going to be basketball, Tennessee, everything else. I went on Robbie and Joe. I yelled at Joe this morning. And, you know, Joe had his microphone, was talking like this or whatever it may be. And so then after that, I'm listening to Robbie and Joe, and they're talking about this Mike Lombardi report that Kevin Byard has been asked to take a pay cut and the Titans might release him. Here's what Mike Lombardi said on the GM Shuffle podcast.
And Jesse Bates is a good player. But to me, I think when, you know, Byard, the kid at Tennessee, right? Kevin Byard, he's really a good player. They're trying to get him to take a pay cut. So would I sign Bates? If he doesn't take a pay cut, they're going to cut him. So if I sign Bates, do I go after I would rather have Byard than Bates. I think he's really a good player. So you got to kind of play that around a little bit. You got to wait.
Oh, Kevin Byard. Wow, that's an interesting one because, yeah, he's a former All-Pro. Like, he's a heck of a player.
He's a really good player, but they're trying to get him to take a pay cut. He doesn't want to do it. Now, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road. Who's, you know, are they bluffing? Are they not bluffing? You know? Yeah. I mean, they got cap issues. I mean, that team's in a mess.
So I heard that, and I thought to myself, what? Release Kevin Byard? Why would you release Kevin Byard? And I'm like, and again, Mike Lombardi, I like Mike Lombardi. I know Mike Lombardi's son, who I think is a coach now for the Panthers, but he's a good guy. He was at Louisville when I was at Louisville. Good guy. And I like Lombardi. We had him on the show at the Super Bowl. And he's got, you know, he's a former general manager. But I'm like, where's Lombardi getting this? So I did some digging. And I talked to a source, the same source that told me John Robinson was getting fired 20 minutes before the news came out that John Robinson was getting fired. And that source told me, I said, hey, is this rumor true about the Titans wanting Kevin Byard to take a pay cut? And that source told me not only is that true, confirming the Mike Lombardi report, but he told me that Kevin Byard has requested his release from the Titans. I heard that and I thought, what? Kevin Byard has requested his release? And I'm not going to lie to you, there was a part of me internally that my heart kind of sunk thinking like, wait a minute. Kevin Byard is requesting a release from the Tennessee Titans? No way. There's no way, no way, no how. There's no way they could be doing that. And the more I followed up, the more I was told, no, Byard's got 1 year left after this year, no guaranteed money, and he wanted an extension. And the Titans were not willing to negotiate an extension. I think the phrase I was told was the Titans were unwilling to engage on an extension talk. And maybe that means just guaranteeing some more money. I don't know. And the buyer asked the team for his release. And that's what I was told. And so now I'm sitting here thinking, man, I really liked what the Titans were doing. I really like what they've done in free agency. And I have no feeling one way or the other about Rand Carthon. I don't. You know, I really, but the last week you hear they're shopping Derrick Henry, and this week you hear that they're thinking about releasing Kevin Byard, and then you're hearing that Kevin Byard wants a release from the team. And I'm like, whoa, how did we get here? Now, I just want everybody to be aware of something. Just because Kevin Byard reportedly asked the team for a release does not mean that they are obligated to release him. In fact, I think the way Byard probably feels about it, now I'm not going to say this is how he for sure feels about it because I don't know, but I think the way Byard probably feels about it is you want me to take a pay cut. If I'm going to do you a solid and take a pay cut, you're going to do me a solid. You're going to guarantee me some money in next year. And I would agree. So then he knows that he's not just going to be here this year. but he knows that he's going to be here next year too. Totally fair. And the Titans are like, whoa, now we don't want to do that. And so I think Byard's saying, okay, fine. Then if you want me to take a pay cut and you don't want to give me anything in return, release me. And it's like Lombardi said in that clip, this is where the rubber meets the road. Is he calling them on their bluff? Are they going to release Kevin Byard? And Byard's almost, you know, saying, hey, do it. Fine, do it. Pull the trigger. See what happens. And I have a hard time taking the Titans side on this. Because I don't think you get back. I don't think your team is so bad the way everybody makes you out to be. Like you're the Texans and the Colts. I don't think you're that bad. But I don't think you're competing next year if you don't have Kevin Byard at safety. And I don't think you're competing next year if you don't have Derrick Henry at running back. And I don't think you're competing next year if you don't have Ryan Tannehill at quarterback, because there's nobody else out there who's better than Tannehill. And there's a reason why Daniel Jones got $40 million. It isn't because the Giants like Daniel Jones. It's because there's nobody else if they don't have Daniel Jones. And then the other part about this with the Titans that drives me crazy is the excuse of if they were to release Byard, the excuse would be because of the cap. That's what they would say. They would say it's because of the cap. But the Titans are under the cap. Even with big cap hits for Henry and Tannehill and Byard, even with those big cap hits that are big cap hits because the Titans have restructured Tannehill's deal once, they restructured Henry's deal once, I believe they've restructured Byard's deal twice, they have big cap hits. So what? If you cut Byard, you get $6 million in savings. What are you going to do with that $6 million? Are you going to get a player for $6 million that's better than Kevin Byard? Because that's what you'd be giving up. And you know the answer to that is no. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Just resetting kind of the news of the day. 615-737-1025. John is up next here on Stillman & Company. Fireball Hot Take Friday. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Go ahead, John.
Guys, it sounds like a business that's in trouble. We're going to keep you, but we've got to cut things back. And that's basically the way it is. And it sucks, but that's the way it is.
So, except that I'm not sure that that's really the case. Thank you for your call. I'm not sure that's really the case. It's not like the Titans got sued. And all of a sudden, the Titans are going to have to, you know, hey, you know, we got to cut back. It's not like the Titans got sold. It's not like there's a fire sale going on. It's not like there's any of that. It's not any of that. I understand the idea of thinking like, hey, you know, we're going to have to, we can't afford all this stuff. But it's the NFL. It's not Johnny's Auto Parts. Where, you know, unfortunately an AutoZone moved in down the street and now Johnny's Auto Parts is not doing too well. And so we got to let a couple of guys behind the counter go because we just can't afford it anymore. AC Delco is upping the prices of filters and we've got to do something around here at Johnny's Auto Parts. This is the NFL. They just sold a package to Amazon out of nowhere, and they get $1 billion for Thursday night football. Jesse Bates, who, and you heard in that cut from Lombardi, and I would not be the one to be able to break this down, but I got to believe that Jesse Bates means more to the Titans. That Kevin Byard means more to the Titans than Jesse Bates probably did to either Cincinnati or right now to Atlanta. Jesse Bates just signed a contract with Atlanta that's $16 million a year. Now, normally, you know, the AAV doesn't matter in football and it's all finagled and phony anyways, except that we're talking about Byard's salary here of $14 million. If Jesse Bates is a $16 million player, Byard is a $14 million player. And so I'm on Byard's side. If Kevin Byard is putting his foot down saying, I am not taking a pay cut, I'm on his side. If Kevin Byard's saying, hey, I'm willing to work with you, and this is an if, because I don't know if this is true or not. If Kevin Byard were to say, I'm willing to work with you, but you have to guarantee me some money next year, and they say no, I'm on Kevin Byard's side. You don't get better by getting rid of Kevin Byard. It's like I was listening to Derek last week, and I love Derek with all of my heart. I do. But when all the Derrick Henry stuff was coming out, and I was listening to Derek talk about Henry and saying, you know, I know that he loves him, but sometimes it's hard to let go, and sometimes – and I'm thinking to myself, is it really that – like, we're talking about Derrick Henry like he was Eddie George at the end. He's not like Eddie George at the end. Second in the NFL in rushing. He made the Pro Bowl last year. He's really one of the only reasons why you're good. Well, I mean, what are we doing here? This is not – it's not some – face of the franchise guy that's been around, you know, like Kobe at the end with the Lakers, where Kobe was hurt and Kobe was old and, you know, Kobe, but he was still Kobe. But he was making a lot of money and he wasn't the same kind of player. They were not competing for the finals anymore. So at some point it's like, all right, it's hard to say goodbye, but it's time to say goodbye and on you go. Derrick Henry's not there yet. But we talk about Derrick Henry and we talk about Kevin Byard like they're there. We talk about Ryan Tannehill like he's not there yet. He's still winning games in the NFL. So, I mean, this idea of, well, you know, this is because the business is losing too much money. It's $14 million. The Titans last year had a payroll of $217 million. I'm not going to say it's a drop in the bucket because it's a little bit more than that. But $14 million does not wreck an NFL franchise. The Packers are trying to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. They own $58 million. $14 million does not wreck an NFL franchise. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. And the one place where I have defended the Titans, and maybe I'm wrong, we'll get to that next. 615-737-1025 here on Stillman & Company. It is a Fireball Hot Take Friday, and that means I got to tell you about Fireball Whiskey. That's right. Fireball Whiskey goes down so smooth, and it tastes so great. There's no better way to watch the tournament with your buddies hanging out this weekend. Tons going on than to do it with Fireball Whiskey. I love Fireball. I've been telling you about Fireball for years. Fireball Whiskey is the best. That's right. Fireball Whiskey goes down so smooth and it tastes so great. Ignite the night. Please do it responsibly and be 21 years or older to enjoy. That's Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey.
Yeah, man, I don't like this. I'm not really good with, like, goodbyes and all this stuff. And, you know, you got to start really realizing that, you know, a lot of these guys you might not see for a long time, if not, you know, I ain't gonna say ever again or nothing like that, but you might just see him in another color jersey. Got to meet with coaches, trash bag day, you know what I'm saying? Clean out your locker. So just not really a good day at all in the NFL. A lot of things gonna be changed. So, yeah, tough day around the entire NFL.
There you go. That was Kevin Byard after the season. And he was talking about, hey, you know, it would be a tough day and – you know, you're going to know that guys aren't coming back and things like that. And I don't think he was talking about himself. And now all of a sudden, who knows? Again, the Titans asked Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. That, according to Mike Lombardi, Kevin Byard said nope. And that Kevin Byard has asked the team for his release, according to what I heard. And I will say this for everybody out there. I have defended the Titans. I am not somebody who I think, you know, hammers the Titans every day or who kisses their tush. I feel like I have no agenda. I love the Titans. I'm a huge fan. You all know that. But I defended them last year when they traded A.J. Brown because the thing that was kind of coming out about the Titans and former players, when the owner was somebody different, former players have for years have pointed the finger at the Titans and the way that they spend money. And I've heard stories about the old days and, you know, just go back to what happened in 1994 with the Houston Oilers. And you can see about opening up the pocketbook when it comes to paying players with the Bud Adams regime. I mean, the only reason that the Titans are here is because Bud Adams wanted that money and we were willing to give it to him. But I defended this administration when they traded away A.J. Brown. And people were saying, the Titans are cheap. This is how the Titans do things. This is how that. And I said, look, I believed that the Titans wanted to pay A.J. Brown. And that it just got to be, you know, too ugly of a negotiation. And I said, look, they paid Harold Landry, they paid Kevin Byard, they've paid Ryan Tannehill, they've paid Derrick Henry, they traded for Julio Jones. Like, they have taken on money now. They spent the money on Clowney. It might have been bad money. They shouldn't have done it, but they spent the money on Clowney. And I did not believe that they were a cheap organization. And I stood up and said, they're not being a cheap organization. They are looking at A.J. Brown's injury history. They are looking at A.J. Brown's actions. And they're saying, we want to go with a younger, healthier version of A.J. Brown. And I believed that. And I still kind of do. But right now, they're sitting there trying to ask Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. And according to SpotTrack, they have the lowest payroll in the league for next year. As of right now. Now, again, Andre Dillard's going to come through there, and Danny Brunskill's going to come through there, and Luke Gifford's going to come through there, and Azeez Alshire's going to come through there, and Arden Key is going to eventually come through there. But as of right now, according to SpotTrack, the Titans have $143.9 million committed for next season. The Bears are the second lowest payroll in the league at 163.9. So the freaking Bears are spending $20 more million on their payroll next year as of right now than you. I mean, come on now. And then at the bottom, it's the perpetual low spenders except for the Rams, New England, Steelers, although Steelers normally, you know, they fluctuate up and down. But I have never called the Titans cheap. And I don't think spending the most money in the NFL equals success. Right now, Denver has the most money committed for next year at $243 million. Last year, the Titans spent $217 going into the season. $243 million for the Broncos. And that doesn't even include the $18 million coach. And I still don't think the Broncos are going to win a lot of games. Cleveland is second. And we know how cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs they are. So I don't think necessarily spending money equals winning. But what is the point in the Titans, who have already cut a bunch of guys, I think injured and underproducing guys, but what is the point in going to Kevin Byard and saying, hey, man, we need to tighten up the belt around here. We need you to take a pay cut. I have taken one pay cut in my entire life. Now, I have offered to take more. Certain instances, but I've taken one pay cut in my entire life. Do you know what happened to radio advertising when COVID shut everything down? I mean, it was across the whole industry. People were getting furloughed. We never got furloughed here or anything like that, but we took pay cuts and I got it. I mean, I understood it. It wasn't one word out of my mouth about it. I understood why. I knew exactly what was going on with the economy. I knew what was exactly going on with the radio industry. I knew that a lot of people in this business were going to lose their jobs over this. And I was glad that we didn't lose our jobs over this. So I understood it. You go to Kevin Byard, and the Titans are making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they're worth billions and billions of dollars, and they're building a new stadium. You go to Kevin Byard and say, hey, Kevin, $14 million is too much for you. What? On whose account? Fine, if $14 million is a little too much, give me a little something next year, and let's do it. No, we're not doing that. And again, I've never accused the Titans of being cheap, and I'm not accusing the Titans of being cheap right now. But, as of right now, they have the lowest payroll in the NFL. And they're asking Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. And they're shopping, reportedly, Derrick Henry. And Jeffrey Simmons deleted all of his social media. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kevin from Union City says, this is why the fans have been down and out. We not only can't afford free agent players, but we can't even keep the good ones we have now. We'll see if the Titans end up releasing Kevin Byard. Now, I asked Corey Curtis, I said, how do you think this is going to play out? And Corey Curtis earlier today said he thinks ultimately cooler heads will prevail. I don't know if the Titans just looked at the budget and they just went to all the top earners and said, hey, we need you to take a pay cut. Even though I still don't understand why they would need them to take a pay cut, because it's not like the Titans have committed a lot of cash for next season. But, I mean, I'm looking at this and thinking to myself, you know, maybe they just decided, hey, we got to clear some This reminds me, and again, this is just the gossip and the rumor element of this, but this reminds me of when the Predators got sold, and it was a complete fire sale. And that Forsberg and Korea and Teeminen and all those guys got sent packing because they just didn't have any money. And I know the Titans aren't that. So I don't know I don't know where they're sitting here thinking this. Somebody texted into the text line and said, what do you think the Titans could get in exchange for Kevin Byard in a trade? Fifth round pick? Maybe. Jalen Ramsey, who plays corner, just went for a third round pick. So a fifth round pick for Byard, that doesn't mean Byard's not a good player. And again, I think you probably get a third or fourth round pick for Henry. That doesn't mean Derrick Henry's still not a really good player. But I don't think there's much trade value. Now, I heard Caroline, Derek, and Willie talking about this earlier today, and it was, you know, well, do we move on from Byard now so it'll be better in the future? And I'm like, better how? It's not like you're going to make a trade with somebody and get two first-round picks in exchange for them. Nobody's going to do that. So let's say you get a fifth-round pick in exchange for Kevin Byard, a fourth-round pick in exchange for Kevin Byard. Does that make you better? I actually looked this up the other day. The Ryan Tannehill trade with the Dolphins. Titans traded a fourth-round pick and a seventh-round pick for Tannehill, and they got Tannehill and a sixth-round pick. The Titans drafted David Long Jr. with that sixth-round pick. I've never heard of the two guys the Dolphins took. And I still don't think you're going to get a fourth-round pick if you were to put Byard out there. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We're right to your phones. We'll do it next. Stillman and Company on a Fireball Hot Take Friday right here, 1025, 106.3 The Game.
I just finished my seventh year here in Tennessee. I would love to be able to retire as a Titan. This team, this city, this organization, the fans, community, means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family. So definitely wouldn't really want to play any other place, any other city, any other organization other than Tennessee Titans.
There you go. That was Kevin Byard on Locker Cleanout Day. And I don't think Kevin Byard was telling a lie. I think Kevin Byard was telling the truth. But I think Kevin Byard's vision for this organization, and maybe the organization's vision in general, may not be on par with one another. And I do wonder if Kevin Byard now feels differently. Again, I'm told Kevin Byard requested a release from the organization after they asked him to take a pay cut. I did promise your phones. A texter asked, and I think this is a very good question, because as everybody knows, I get into it with the salary cap people. But a texter into the text line asks, what is the difference between the cap and payroll? Says, can you explain the difference between the cap and the number and the payroll? We only have $15 million in cap. How do the Titans have the lowest payroll? So here's how the cap works. The cap operates like, I'll use cash first for a second. Cash spent is how much money in 2023 your team is spending. Like, how much money today are you spending, you know, for this season, as in the checks that you're going to write? The cap is a combination of the money you're spending for this season and the money that you've already paid. And all you can push that money into future seasons. That's what restructuring a contract does. You take the salary that you're set to pay this year, you give it to them as a bonus, and you prorate the bonus over the course of the season. That's how the salary cap works as compared to the bonus money. And that's how, you know, the difference between cash and cap. You know, the Broncos, they have those Walmart owners. They got the richest owners in the NFL, and all the Broncos want to do is just pay, because they've got the money to be able to do it. Whereas other teams, the Bengals, you know, the teams that don't necessarily like to pay all the money, the Bengals will sit there and they'll say, hey, you know, we're going to pay you a signing bonus, but we're going to pay you a lower salary. That's why Orlando Brown, if you look at that salary, he got the highest signing bonus in the history of the NFL Orlando Brown's only getting $16 million a year because they don't want to, the Bengals don't want to pay the money long term, knowing that they're going to have to pay that money every year to Joe Burrow. So they give him a bunch of money up front, which is risky. Because anytime you give somebody money up front, it's risky that you're going to get the return on your investment. So in the case of the Titans, to again, you know, kind of put a bow on this, the Titans restructured Tannehill's contract, which pushed future bonus bonus money paid to Tannehill into future years. They restructured Henry's contract last year, which pushed money that they were giving Derrick Henry into future years. They've restructured Kevin Byard's contract twice, which has pushed that money into future years. And they've got Julio Jones. They're still paying on the cap, not actual money out of their pockets, but they are still having to pay for Julio Jones because they made him a June 1st cut. So that's the difference. It is the money that you have already spent combined with the money that you're going to spend for this year. That's the cap. And then the way you lower the cap is to take the salary that you're supposed to pay this year. You give it to somebody as a bonus. That's what a restructure is. You give it to them up front, and then it spreads out that salary over the course of the years. And I get it. It's complicated. It's meant to be complicated. The whole point of the cap, this is why this particular cap exists. Because some teams want to be able to look at their fans and say, we tried to keep Johnny as our running back, but we just couldn't do it because we don't have the cap space. We tried to keep Stevie, but we couldn't afford it. But then the teams that are right there on the cusp of competing and the owners who have the money and the owners who are like, we want to win, what they're doing is, like Buffalo, they're like, no, 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 we want to keep all of our good players so that we can stay good. And that's the difference. And that's why the teams that spend the most money are the teams that have the most money. Denver has the richest owner in the NFL, and they're spending the most money this year. Cleveland, we know how much money they've got at Cleveland. Buffalo's got all this money, and that's why they're spending the most. If the salary cap were real, you could not give Deshaun Watson $56 million. But it's not real. So you just move the money around and restructure. I think for some reason, people think that restructure means pay cut. But it doesn't mean that. Restructure means give me the money up front. I mean, think about that. If somebody came to you at your job and they said, hey, we need to save some money or we need to get some more people in here to help you out, we're going to give you your money up front. Are you okay with that? I'd say yes. I'll take my money up front. And I think most everybody else would too. Texter to the text line says, do you think the Titans are tanking for Caleb Williams? No, I do not. I do not think the Titans are tanking for Caleb Williams. But what I am concerned about is that I think the Titans are going to be good this year. Like, I still think that, look, they were 2 minutes and 50 seconds away from the playoffs last year, and everything went wrong. They traded A.J. Brown. Tannehill got hurt. The offensive line was terrible. They had a horrible offensive coordinator. I mean, they had all those. Everything went wrong. And they were 2 minutes and 50 seconds in the last game of the year away from making the playoffs. So I think the Titans, with a second-place schedule, and Jacksonville has a first-place schedule, I think that in the 11th pick, I think the Titans have a chance at being good this year. But I don't know if the Titans think the Titans are going to be good this year after you hear that they're shopping Derrick Henry. And it's like, if you're going to shop Derrick Henry, like, you must not think you're going to be good this year. That I can't follow. Texter in the text line says, great explanation. Thank you. Texter says, the Titans are saving money for the stadium. Doesn't it make sense? I don't think so. Here's the thing that I feel about, you know, the stadium money and the fact that the Titans are supposedly going to put up $500 million of their own money, and they're going to get $200 million, I think, from the NFL, and they're going to take $140 of your million dollars in PSLs, and that's going to be what they give to the state and to the city in order to build the new stadium. This is what I would say there. That's great, but you can't cut on the team in order to pay your part of the stadium. I didn't think that was part of the deal. I thought the deal was, hey, you know, what I was told, and who knows if this is true or not, but what I was told was the Adams in Texas closed out, you know, Bud Adams' business, the KS Adams Industry, Energy, whatever. They closed that out down there to take that lump sum of money and put it towards the stadium. You know, if they had held a press conference with the mayor and they had said, we'd agreed on a new stadium, so this is what we're going to do. If they had agreed on a new stadium and the Titans got up there and said, and in order to finance our half of this stadium, we are going to cut back on players, so we will not be good next year and we probably won't be good after that. Any questions? People would have lost their minds. People would have said, you're crazy. Well, I say people. I would have lost my mind. Texter says if the cap was fake, then the Titans wouldn't be asking Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. Here's what I'll say to that. I don't know why they're asking Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. Jesse Bates just signed for $16 million as a safety in Atlanta. I think Byard might be a better player than Jesse Bates. Crowd says way better. And I do think he's better than Jesse Bates. So if he's a $14 million player, then you should pay him like a $14 million player. And I don't know if they've told Rand Carthon, like, hey, we want to slash the budget and see where we can cut everywhere possible. But when you ask a guy to take a pay cut, you're probably going to either have to give him something in return or else he's going to take it personally. And so if Byard's asking for, you know, it's not about cap number. Because if they want to lower the cap, all they just give him his money up front. Give him his money up front. That's $14 million. And, you know, extend his contract with void years or however you want to do it, or even real years, and you can cut that $14 million all of a sudden to $3.25 million this season, and his cap number goes from 19 to whatever 14, 19 minus 14 is, 5, plus 3.25, you're talking about 8.25. So I just lowered his cap number, and I didn't change any of the money. I just gave it to him up front. But I don't think they want to do that. And I'm fine with getting out of the business of restructuring and everything else and being like the Saints and these other teams that just spend. But you can't tell me that the cap is the reason why they wanted Kevin Byard to take a pay cut. I think they just, I don't know. That's something that they'd have to figure out for themselves. And what they're really going to have to figure out for themselves and what we're going to see is if they went to Byard and they said, hey, we want you to take a pay cut. And Byard said no. And Byard went back to them and said, I want you to release me. We'll see if the Titans will put literally their money where their mouth is and say, okay, fine, we said we were going to release you and now we'll release you. Because I don't know how this fan base is going to react to that positively. Because I don't think they will. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll get back into your phones as always. Plus, last night's basketball game. I got to have a take on last night's basketball game. I haven't got there yet. I actually stayed up for last night's basketball game. And it was one of the worst basketball games I've ever seen played. We'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3 the game.
Tennessee, two timeouts. 7.4 to go. Julian to inbound. Folks the other way. Mayshap defending. Lost the ball. Up and in. The buzzer is over and Tennessee survives and advances and wins by three. Hard-fought game as there is a new season low for the Raging Cajuns. Two longtime coaches, Bob Merlin and Rick Barnes. And now it'll be Duke and Tennessee here on Saturday.
That was last night. Tennessee hangs on to beat Louisiana. And let me just state for the record, that was one of the ugliest basketball games I have ever seen. I lied to you all. I said I was not going to stay up and watch the game. I stayed up and watched the game. Ladarius, I don't know why I did that. I tell you, the first half, and I think Louisiana was like 30% from the field. The first half, I wondered how this Louisiana team made the NCAA tournament. I mean, they looked like they were allergic to the basketball. And they were allergic to the hoop. And it wasn't like, you know, Joe this morning was talking about Tennessee's elite defense. I didn't feel like it was elite defense. The guy from Louisiana comes down the floor, and he throws a bounce pass, and it hits the guy from Louisiana in the knee, and it goes out of bounds. That wasn't elite defense. That was just middle school fundamentals. And then all of a sudden in the second half, Louisiana, out of nowhere, goes on like a 9-0, 12-0 run. Rick Barnes will not call timeout, which has been a story as old as time, that Rick Barnes has been doing this for 50 years. And when things get tough and other coaches call timeout to slow the pace and slow the momentum, Rick Barnes won't do it. And he didn't do it until it got real bad last night. Louisiana came back. Then Tennessee pulled away again. Then Louisiana came back. Then Tennessee pulled away again. Then I turned the game off. And then I saw they only won by three. And I thought, how? How? That Louisiana team was so bad last night. And if they had just shot the ball a little bit better, Tennessee would have lost. Now, I'm not one of these believers, you know, one of these people that sits there and says, well, if this had happened or if this hadn't happened or if we'd had another half, or I don't believe in that kind of talk. But I do believe in knowing what's ahead. And Tennessee plays Duke tomorrow. Of course it's on – is it on CBS tomorrow? It might not be on CBS tomorrow. Tennessee plays Duke tomorrow. I think it's on CBS. I think it's the middle game of the day. I could be wrong. Tennessee plays Duke tomorrow. Dun, 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 dun. I guarantee that Duke will beat Tennessee tomorrow. Now, very rarely do I make individual game guarantees. I can't even think of the last time I guaranteed a game. Nick, we'll need to leave a note for Ian when he gets back on vacation that I have guaranteed that Duke will beat Tennessee. Joe came on the show on Wednesday for Jared versus Joe, and he was talking, you know, the basketball Benny that he is. Joe came on the show, and he was talking about how Oral Roberts might beat Duke. And I sat down last night, and of course Duke was in prime time because they always put Duke on in prime time. Duke was on in prime time, and I've been hot for Duke after what I watched them do in that ACC tournament, and they haven't lost since Valentine's Day. And I watched a mauling. I watched a – it hurt my feelings to see how bad it was for Oral Roberts' performance last night. I saw that Duke team that's got a veteran point guard – who's got Final Four experience, and I saw those two big boys for Duke, Derek Lively and Kyle Filipowski. They're both 7 foot tall. They're great defenders, especially Lively. They can score the basketball. They've got a deep team, and I'm like, this Duke team, now they're a 5 seed, and I've already said that's crazy. This Duke team, I'm not sure I've seen a team yet in the NCAA tournament that's as good as Duke. I'm not sure. I mean, I look at Alabama, and I look at Brandon Miller, and I think to myself, I'm not sure that Duke is not going to overpower Alabama with their big size in there against Miller. And now Tennessee, who played one of the ugliest basketball games I have ever seen last night without their starting point guard, now they're going to play that Duke team? Joe gave Tennessee a 40% chance to win on Wednesday against Duke. I gave him a 3% chance. I'm going to stay with 3. But I guarantee you, the way the two teams are trending and the matchup, I guarantee you Duke will beat Tennessee. I guarantee it. Now, here's the part that's tough for me. Every year, and I do enjoy this, every single year, I enjoy the fact that Tennessee fans get their hopes up in the NCAA tournament because they always have a good regular season, and they get their hopes up for the NCAA tournament, and then they turn around and they lose. And they always lose in white jerseys because Rick Barnes always gets upset. And yesterday he was trying. And if they had lost yesterday to Louisiana, especially that Louisiana team, If they had lost to Louisiana, then we could have chalked that up to, you know what, at the end of the day, Rick Barnes choked again. And I could always, I could put that with Oregon State 2 years ago. I could put that with last year's game against Michigan. I can put that with the game against Purdue. I can put that with the Sister Jean game. I can put that with all those games that Rick Barnes has lost in the tournament as a higher seed and said, ha, 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 Rick Barnes lost to that Louisiana team. And again, I think we can all agree, that Louisiana team freaking stunk last night. That team was terrible. But now, if they lose to Duke, everybody will say, well, what do you expect? You know, Zakai Ziegler's hurt. Even Charles Barkley, Nick, if you could, Charles Barkley, during halftime of the game yesterday on CBS, was kind of talking about the injury to Zakai Ziegler. Now, we're still early in the tournament where Charles doesn't really know every team yet, and so he definitely doesn't know Zakai Ziegler's name. But what Charles said is why Tennessee looks so discombobulated, and it has to do with the injury to Ziegler.
The reason Tennessee was having a great season before the injury, Clark's pitcher just showed it best. There was a couple passes that he shouldn't have thrown and a couple just bad passes. And you said to yourself that the injury is showing itself tonight. And this is why I think Tennessee's going to struggle going forward. This is a good matchup for them. But the quarterback in football is the most important position for a reason. He knows who to get the ball to. It's the same way as a point guard. Kenny knows, like, yeah, I'm going to get him the ball. Dude, you can't get the ball out there. It's the most important position in basketball, the point guard, because he's dribbling 90% of the time. He passes for guys to score. And without their point guard, you see, you should never be leading a game by double digits if you have 12 turnovers in a half.
12 turnovers, and they have more shots.
I mean, Chuck is sitting there saying they don't have their quarterback. And if they didn't have their quarterback, it wouldn't matter if they had lost to Louisiana. We'd have said, ha, 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 Rick Barnes again. And it's like this yearly thing. I don't hate Tennessee. You know, my dad said to me yesterday, he's listening to the show, and he goes, if anybody wondered if you hated Tennessee, they got their answer yesterday. I said, I don't hate Tennessee. But I do hate every year in February when Tennessee knocks off the number one team in the country at home, and every Tennessee fan says, oh, this team is our team. And I'm like, this happens every year. We'll see in March. And then we see in March. And this year they're going to lose to Duke. But everybody will say it's because Ziegler got hurt and not because John Shire took Duke and has turned that team around and has built them up from an average team to a really, really good team. And Rick Barnes just can't coach into big games. Though I do think a lot of times, like for the last couple of years, I do think Tennessee fans have looked at me and they've said, no, you're just hard on Rick Barnes or you don't like the Vols or something like that. But after last year's loss, and Joe even wrote about it in The Athletic, you know, this how you can't ignore how Rick Barnes just cannot win in March. I do think that last year Tennessee fans kind of realized, like, hey, this is what our coach is. He'll keep us excited. He'll keep us enticed after football season until baseball season. But, I mean, getting to the Final Four, I mean, that's just not going to happen. And I think we're probably all on the same page there. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. I have been told that Kevin Byard has requested a release from the Titans. But that's not what Kevin Byard was hoping for at the end of the season. What changed? We'll get to that coming up next here on the program. TriStar Moving, that's my official movers. I moved with TriStar Moving over 2 years ago, and it was the best moving process that I have ever had, and I have moved quite a bit. And so if you are looking to move, give my friends at TriStar Moving a call. Get a bid from TriStar Moving, 615-640-1219, and tell them that I sent you. Moving is expensive, so like everything that's expensive for your home, get some bids. And you'll see the process, and you'll see the people you're dealing with TriStar Moving, and you will say, this is a moving company for me. And if you tell them that I sent you, you'll get 10% off your entire move. That's TriStar Moving at 615-640-1219 or online at nashvillemoving.org/radio. Again, 10% is a lot of money on a move. That's TriStar Moving, 615-640-1219. Tell them Jared Stillman sent you for 10% off your entire move, TriStar Moving, my official movers.